case management. Hello?
Hello, is Thomas there?
Just a moment.
Sure.
Mr. Hayes, line one.
Hello?
Hi, Thomas?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Thomas, this is Hashem from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You're with who?
I'm with Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank out in San Diego. I know you're busy. I didn't want to take up much of your time.
Okay.
But I just wanted to follow up with you on a pre-approval that we had sent out to the business. It was based on some lending that you did with Regions Bank, if that rings a bell, a couple years back.
And, I did with who?
With Regions Bank. Do you recall that?
Okay.
Regions, yeah, correct. And it was just based on your lending history with them that we had pre-approved you here with us. So I was just kind of, you know, circling back with you to see if you guys had anything in the works.
Okay, we did some tax credit work, you know, with Regions, and I think we're about to finish up, you know, with them.
Okay. sorry.
On rehabs and stuff like that.
On what, sorry?
Now we got some 538 bond issues that we're doing and stuff like that. But my guy that's handling all that, he's out of the office today.
Oh, okay. Is he the one that usually handles the finances for the company?
Let's see. Basically, you know, we're three different companies.
Okay.
It's a management company and everything, and I handle it. He handles the tax credits and the bonds.
Oh, okay, I see. So if you guys were looking for, like, you know, any additional funding, whether it be for just capital or whether it be for equipment, would you be the one?
We're cash heavy.
Sorry, what was that?
We are cash heavy.
You are what? Sorry?
We do not need any money right now.
Oh, okay, you guys are all set right now.
Yeah, that was just for a construction loan on some stuff.
Oh, okay, I see. That's what it was back in 2014.
Tax credits and stuff.
I see, okay. Well, is there any, like, typical time of the year maybe when you guys do your financing, or is it more like whenever it's needed?
Just whenever, you know, we get approval for, like, a bond issue or a tax credit issue or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And that's about the only time we do that.
Gotcha. And do you know if it was like a working capital kind of loan or?
No, I don't need that. I mean, we got you know,
company cash flow.
I'm more or less into the management business. You know, we have you know, I have about 8,000 apartments and stuff. So.
Oh, wow.
Paid for, and they generate a lot of money.
Oh, wow, they are all paid for.
They're all paid for.
Wow, good for you. How long have you been in business?
Too long. I'm an old man.
I'm curious if you have that many properties.
Well, see, I was owned a mortgage company in South Florida. We did a lot of pension fund monies and stuff. We ran about $12 to $14 billion a year.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's a pretty large company. Not bad.
And we,
is this the same company that's ongoing right now?
Banks, pardon me.
Sorry, what was that? You're cutting
that's
off.
That's kind of what we did. Pardon me.
Yeah, the number is 85.
I see. Okay, and then you moved from Florida to Tennessee
with the same company, or did you start a new company? I've turned the management division from Florida. I still got a couple of thousand of those things in Tennessee, but I still own the ones in Florida, too. But I've got a large management company that pays me by the unit by every month and stuff.
Wow. Well, that sounds like you definitely don't need anything, really.
Anything.
Yeah. Well, is it just the management company that operates this way, or is it the other one as well? Because I had here in my database.
The other one, you know, like I said, you know, we'll get, you know, usually the people that buys our tax credits, you know, they want to do the construction financing and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're the ones because I had here in my database, I was looking that this number took me to Hayes Construction. Is this not?
Construction,
Yes. And so I was trying, because I've worked with, you know, construction companies before. That's actually what I'm more specialized in.
Well,
and
no, when I started doing that, I was doing government housing and stuff like that. And that, when they got away from the interim financing, you know, where we went to a mortgage company. And anyhow, I did a whole bunch of those. And me and another guy, we started a mortgage company.
Oh, okay, I see.
That was in pension funds.
Oh, okay, I see. Wow. So does
I
the
kind of got out of the construction stuff and everything. Getting kind of long in the tooth, is that old saying goes. 69 years old, so I don't do a whole lot anymore. I'm just more or less a figure.
And you deserve that. You do.
I'm just kind of. I've got an office to go to, and as far as I know, my name's on the door.
Well, that's the goal, isn't it?
That's the goal.
That's the goal. So is that construction company then, is it non-existent, or is it?
It's non-existent. I made it dormant. It had a way overfunded pension plan in it.
Oh, okay, I see. So it was just
we finally got to the point where we could get the money out without penalties and stuff, so there was no need in having the construction company.
Oh, okay, I see. Because I was calling based on the construction company, because I know a lot of the jobs, or most all the jobs.
It's, like I said, we just have contractors to do the stuff for us and everything like that. You know, I did that headache for years and stuff, and I don't want to afford that crap.
Oh, yeah, no, of course.
But like I said, you know, I'm getting older and I'm just slowing down.
Right. And so do people finance themselves through you, or how do they pay you?
How they pay me? For what?
Yeah. I mean, like, do they finance through you when you're selling them a building or something like that? Or
Let's see. You know, we would buy properties through you know, banks. It was not in very good shapes and stuff like that. We could maybe get them for 20 cents on the dollar.
Oh, wow!
Find monies to purchase them, and we'd give them some interest rates, and then also you know, a little bit of something like a 10% participation or something like that.
Oh, okay. So you would finance your customers?
8% return to you know, amortize a pension. Pensioner and stuff, so nobody could do it except for us.
Oh, okay, I see. So you actually had to finance
what?
You financed your own customers?
Let's see. No, I use their $14 billion and everything. I do a lot of that stuff.
Oh, okay. So that's what you. So you're using the cash flow in order to do all of this, basically.
Right. Okay. I use their funds.
Oh, okay, okay. I see. I see what you're saying.
And
well,
buying stuff, you know, for just little of nothing. No good
wow.
stuff.
Wow. You were getting good deals on supplies or what?
Oh, no, I was getting them out of banks.
Oh, okay. Right, right. Wow, well, it sounds like you're in pretty good shape then, huh?
Yeah, I'm in good shape. I don't.
Yeah.
Like I said,
have a great weekend.
Especially if you'll
borrow a little money, you know, occasionally and everything, you know, for one of those little tax credit deals or something.
Right.
You dig into something like that, and then, you know, for construction loan, and then the banks, you know, they buy the tax credits, and then they pay him back, and we make a profit on that too, and then we'll make a profit on the development of it and everything else.
Wow. Well, everything sounds pretty successful for you. It doesn't look like I can help much.
Well, I appreciate your calling.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely, definitely. And it was nice talking to you, nice learning about the business, at least.
Well, that's kind of what we do, and it's been pretty good to us, so we just continue doing what if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds great. Are you planning on retiring pretty soon?
Well, I don't fish, I don't hunt, I don't play golf. I've got my daughter, she lives in California, in Santa Monica.
Oh, well, we're close. We're about 2 hours away from there.
Okay, and and that's all I've got. I live by myself, so I mean, I've still got to have an office to come to. So I'm
correct.
Still come up here and everything. I don't spend. I spend about 4 hours a day in the office, something like that.
Oh, okay, that's not that bad.
Right.
Yeah.
I paid the dues.
You what?
I've already paid my dues, and
it sounds like you have, honestly.
I'm gonna stay in the house by myself and everything.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I don't care about traveling. I've been all over the world. Seemed like, you know, doing working.
Wow, it sounds like you've done everything I want to do with my life.
Well, I just wish I had some hobbies and felt like, you know, doing a lot of the stuff, but
I just
enjoy being up here and around the staff and everything like that.
Right. Well, that's good. Good. You're a people person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, all right, Thomas. It was a pleasure talking to you. And
let's see.
Sure.
Well, no, you couldn't help me because you're not under that regulation and stuff.
What regulation?
You know, where a bank, you know, has to either loan the money in the county where the a rehab is being done, or they get a fine, or they can buy the tax credits and get around it that way. But since you're a California corporation, you're not mandated under that regulation.
Oh, really? I did not even know about that. So what is that exactly?
Okay, say for example, a regional bank and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Something like Regions or Bank of America, something like Bank of America is more than a regional bank, but
yeah, they're large.
They're a money center bank, but like a Regions and stuff like that. It's and I've got say a complex that needs to be rehabbed or something, and I can acquire the tax credits. They can loan the money in that little town or that county. Now, they're required by law, by banking law, to do that.
The local banks?
Or they can buy the tax credits, you know, and not have to take a chance on a bad loan and stuff.
Right. And is that the local banks that do that for you?
It's the local banks, you know, in those towns and stuff like that, you know. But usually they're not large enough. It has to be, you know, something like a regional bank, like a SunTrust, or I don't know if you're familiar with them or not.
Yeah, I am, actually.
Or a Regent, or somebody about like that.
Right, right. And then there's CanCap and New Logic and all those.
You know, if like Wells Fargo came into Tennessee, they would be under the same mandate.
Oh, really?
Grant Bank, uh-huh.
Interesting. I've actually never heard of that before.
Uh-huh.
Well, something new. Okay.
And they rather make a loan with on tax credits because, you know, they
it's safer
make a lot more than that, and it's they don't have to stand a chance of a bad loan.
Right. So they don't run the risk of losing anything, really.
Of losing money. Okay. They always make money.
Correct.
And they pay a little bit more by doing that.
Exactly. Which is actually what we have here, because we do working capital loans. And they're unsecured cash loans, so, you know, you don't have to put up a house or car or anything like that to get it. So it's the same way. It obviously ends up being a little bit of a higher rate than if you go get a line of credit at a regular bank. So kind of same situation, I guess.
It's similar situations and everything. State banking regulations, are quite a bit different, you know, from state to state.
Yeah, each state has their own rules, correct. Yeah.
I know they're a lot different in Florida than they are in Tennessee.
Oh, when you changed, there was a drastic difference?
Pardon me?
When you changed from, when you went from Florida to Tennessee, was there a drastic difference in the laws?
It was not a whole lot of difference. Now, they was, Florida was more, I guess, consumer friendly than Tennessee. Tennessee's a more business oriented regulations.
Oh, okay. I see.
They had all those crazy things then, like, you know, that 15-acre deal and stuff like that, you know, where people could go borrow you all the money in the world, you know, if they, on 15 acres, and, you know, if it, you know, and...
And that's what they would put up as collateral?
Pardon me?
The acres is what they would put up as collateral for the loan?
Yeah, I bet. No, it was no collateral. They would just more or less go unsecured and stuff, and then they would dump the money into a $100 million house or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And then they would, you know, say, okay, sorry, we're not going to pay you. And then the state says, no, since they're less than 15 acres, you can't take it.
Wow, if it's less than 15 acres.
Pardon me?
If it's less than 15 acres, you can't take it?
15 acres. That was one of the caveats that Florida had because, you know, the years ago they would take these, these little bitty farmers like sharecroppers and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, they'd take advantage of them, so they enacted that law and it was still on the books and stuff.
Wow.
Smart crooks and stuff figured out how to, you know, get money.
They always know how to find a way, huh?
A damn crook will beat you any time.
Definitely will, every single time, no matter how smart you are.
No, you can't, okay? That's kind of where they are. So I just like to be an honest broker.
Exactly, which is the way it should be. But I can tell because you're a people person.
Well, sir, it's been nice talking with you, and I hope you have a great day and everything, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate your time as well. It was very nice learning about your business. Absolutely, no problem. I hope you have a great time.